Kamala Harris brings extreme gun control position to Biden ticket. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 11, 2020. Democrat presidential hopeful and gun control proponent Joe Biden has officially chosen extreme gun controller Kamala Harris to be his running mate. On July 14, 2019, Breitbart News reported presidential hopeful Harris's pledge to go around Congress to secure gun control via executive action if Congress refused to support her gun control agenda. On September 7, 2019, Breitbart News reported Harris's support for government-mandated buybacks of AR-15 rifles. Bloomberg reported that Harris had not worked out all the details on how the buyback would work, but she said, "I think it's a good idea." Her support of a mandatory buyback came weeks after then-presidential hopeful Robert Beto O'Rourke pushed for a mandatory buyback of every assault weapon in our country. Harris is on record voicing support for universal background checks and prohibiting rifle purchases for 18-20-year-olds. And as California Attorney General, she fought to preserve the good cause requirement, which means law-abiding citizens without a criminal record were still barred from getting a California concealed carry permit unless they could prove why they needed to carry a gun. Harris also opposed allowing teachers to be armed for classroom defense. Breitbart News reported Harris's April 13, 2019, tweet in which she stated, "We need to give teachers a raise. Not guns." Yet 2 days earlier she admitted that she owns a gun to keep herself safe. On April 11, 2019, the Associated Press reported that Harris told reporters in Iowa, "I own a gun for probably the reason that a lot of people do, for personal safety." All these gun controls, and more, dovetail well with Joe Biden's myriad gun control positions and his promise to come after gun companies if he gets elected. On February 24, 2020, Breitbart News reported Biden used a speech in South Carolina to warn gun manufacturers, "I'm going to take you down." He made clear that one of the first things he will do as president is to remove Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act protections, which were put in place to shield gun makers from frivolous lawsuits. Biden said it was a mistake to give gun manufacturers a loophole that does not allow them to be sued for the carnage they are creating. During a November 6, 2019, CNN interview, Biden answered in the affirmative when asked if he was coming for guns. CNN's Anderson Cooper said, "So, to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns?" Biden replied, "Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is, they should be illegal, period." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HerHawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.